Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
The Summer Down Under continues on Tennis Channel. Welcome to TC Live, where it is officially a new year for the tennis world in Australia. We've got some huge season debuts tonight as we lead you up to live play at the top of the hour. So get your champagne ready. Here's what's coming up. Team USA was tested in its first defense of the United Cup. With their hopes on the fritz, that's exactly who stepped up as it all came down to mixed doubles. Plus, just 6 months after becoming a mom, Naomi Osaka having a rebirth on the tennis court. We'll tell you all about it. And we are rocking in the new year with Nole and Team Serbia, who played right up until about midnight down under. See how the world number one carried his country to victory. Our featured matches, well, this is a champagne supernova. It's happening overnight, right after you've partied all night long. Just keep it here on Tennis Channel for Team USA, right back at it against Australia. Fritz against Demon Orr. Jesse Pegula taking on Ila Tomjanovic. And then we got a whole bunch of featured matches across Australia, New Zealand. Got you covered. How about the debut for Ben Shelton, Holger Rune this year? Andy Murray taking on Grigor Dimitrov. We got Osaka in there as well. It is a big night. Big morning, New Year's, all about it. Come on in. Great to have you here with us. Steve Weissman, Prakash Amitraj, newest member of the TC fam, Coco Vandeweghe as well. Listen, they say don't worry about the world ending today because it is already tomorrow in Australia. And if you follow tennis players on social media, you saw the fireworks. You saw this photo as well, Coco. How about 10 Grand Slam titles combined in Brisbane?
I mean, what a photo. What a group of ladies. I mean, you get all prethlas of statuses, of personalities. I mean, it's hard to pick who's your favorite.
We got a bunch of slam champs there. We got Sloan, we got Kenin, we got Osaka. That's a big lineup there. We got one of your favorite
Sabalenka.
Fashionistas.
Yelena Ostapenko there, the only one that future's too bright. Gotta rock the shade.
Wait a minute, Weissman, listen, we've seen all of them over there already enjoy the new year. Yeah. Coco, you know, I like to keep everyone accountable here for their positivity, shedding the old, bringing in the new. So y'all got an assignment for tomorrow's show. We gotta be bringing in some resolutions for the new year.
I can do that.
So we think about it tonight and bring the noise tomorrow.
Okay.
You bring the noise.
I'll bring the noise. That's one thing I can certainly do. I can certainly do that.
The volume will be high. The resolutions will also be very energetic. I'm looking forward to yours because
last year.
Yeah, you really did.
Come on, Wise.
And by the way, it all played out very nicely. For
absolutely.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Great year.
All right, let's take you back to yesterday's U.S. Great Britain showdown. Jesse Pegula taking on Katie Bolter for the first time, Coco. First set back and forth, a lot of breaks to serve.
Oh, this was actually a really high quality first set. Even though there were a lot of breaks, it was a lot of back and forth. Jess doing what Jess does so well is controlling the baseline rallies. She stays so strong in these baseline rallies and really breaks down her opponent. But Katie came out, even being down double break here in this second set, thinking she's down and out. She played so brave in this second set. And that's hard to do when you're playing a top five opponent, to have the confidence to be able to swing freely and swing fearlessly. That's really important to do for Katie and to keep going into this third set. And she kept the pressure on Jess all through this match.
Fearly and freelessly is really tough to say. Even 10 times in a row, anybody would not be able to say that. 20 winners on the forehand side for Katie Bolter. Gets her first top five win, puts the Brits up one. So she felt like she really wanted to take it to her today. Give it her best shot. Level was high. So a must win, Coco, for Taylor Fritz against Cam Norrie, playing for the 14th time. By the way, Norrie the only guy to beat Fritz at the United Cup last year.
No, Norrie definitely has Fritz's number from time to time, but Fritz is wanted to come out with a purpose. Playing down 1-0 for your country is never easy, and Taylor really stepped up. It's not a position that he's been in a lot of times, but he was so strong in these long rallies against Norrie. That's where Norrie has gotten Taylor quite a few times, but he saved himself with a lot of different looks and paces with his serve. He didn't always bang it through the court to get a free ace. He would kick it, he would spin it body, and that's what you have to do against a lefty to keep them honest, especially when you're playing a player like Cam Norrie, who's such a good returner. And he kept staying strong in these long rallies. That's so important when you are a 1-2 punch kind of player, is to prove to your opponent that I'm willing to stay in a 6-8-10 ball rally.
Actually received medical treatment on his left thigh during the match, but there was no question that Fritz was going to play mixed doubles for Team USA with the tie on the line. The guy is a fighter. Fritz Pegula 3-0 in mixed last year. Coco taking on Bolter and Neil Skupski. First set, all Great Britain, but second set went to a breaker.
I mean, I don't know what Neil was doing stealing that ball from Katie. I mean, that was a easy ball for Katie. You got to let the girl hit the ball.
Karma.
Otherwise, karma happens just like this. I mean, Katie's a good enough player from the baseline to let it happen, but unfortunately, she's just a little bit weak around the net, especially with the backhand ball. He's just not sticking the ball out in front. You got to keep the racket out in front when you're at the net. It's always easier, but she had a couple good reflexes. But unfortunately, they're playing an undefeated Team USA and Pegula and Fritz, and they came out strong and firing and really comfortable with each other, and that's key in mixed doubles.
Yep, last year 3-0, they stay undefeated in the mix. What a comeback for Team USA. Big win starting the United Cup this year as Fritz and Pegula get it done. If they beat Australia overnight, they are into the quarterfinals from Group C. Let's hear from Jesse.
I had particularly a long day, so getting this win in a tough fashion, even though, you know, it was still a tough match, obviously brings back a lot of good memories. Like Taylor just said, we're still undefeated in mixed, which is crazy. I don't know how that's a thing, but it is, so we got to keep it going. But he played great today, kept us in it, and then it was a big win today.
Fritz said when he took that medical timeout after the match, said, I ran too many sprints before this match. I was worn down. But listen, what a fighter Taylor Fritz is to be able to win his singles match and then come back with the mixed doubles and Jesse.
Yeah, look, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. This format all of a sudden sticks you into super high stakes moments immediately at the beginning of the year, which is what I think all of the players want. It's not like playing a 250 or a 500 leading up to a Grand Slam where you're building up matches. And for the top seeded players who are in the top 10, like a Pegula, like a Fritz, you know, you're playing your first round, your second round, you're working your way into the tournament. Here, all of a sudden, you know, stakes are high. Taylor was down 0-1. Jesse lost that first match. He's got to be able to come back, or Team USA goes down. They go into a high-pressure mixed double situation. I think it's exactly what they want, and they really performed well. And a quick note on Taylor, the way he's playing, for me, the marker is always how he's moving and how he's striking that backhand. He took a few of those up the line nicely. When that shot's firing well, the serve and the forehand usually take care of themselves.
I've known Taylor since he was 8 years old. I mean, Guy Fritz, his dad, was my first ever coach, so I've known Taylor for forever, and I know how many hours Guy loves to work on technique, and it's almost monotony, and I tried to blow my brains out a couple times getting off of that ball machine. It was no fun for me. But it's so fun to watch Taylor and watch his backhand and his preparation with that backhand. He gets great shoulder turn, which has amazing disguise. And I know from playing in many of Billie Jean King Cup days and playing down 1-0 or even up 1-0, it's really difficult to lead your country into a winning atmosphere. And it's so fun to do it. I mean, you can see the smile on Taylor's face when he ended up clinching it in the mixed doubles. So it's a great accomplishment. It's a great feeling for you and your country to be able to pull it out. And congrats to Taylor and Jess for getting that first win for Team USA.
Yeah, Team USA 1-0. Once again, they play Australia. You can watch it on Tennis Channel overnight. And if they win, they are into the quarterfinals in the United Cup. Meantime, also in Perth, Novak Djokovic, the world number one, leading Team Serbia against Zhang Zhijian. Djokovic, Prakash, 16-1 in his first match of the season since 07.
Well, not that you ever want to step on a court with Novak Djokovic, but when the guy is stepping into his forehand and striking it with this kind of pace, check this out. Zhang is completely reactive here, just too much pace on that side, and he's hugging the baseline like Andre Agassi in his heyday. It's just, I think it's brutal when Novak is playing such offensive tennis because we all know how versatile he is there coming into the net. His defense is so brilliant. His serve has gotten better. He's added all these different elements to his game. But just when his forehand is becoming something he really wants to go after, check this out. Absolutely unstoppable. Not much you can do. He really seemed to be feeling it. Won that first set 6-3. Really just goes to town here in this second set. Coming into the net, cutting off points, making it a little bit easier on himself. And again, what I love, he knows exactly how to dial it in. How many days off, when to kind of come out and play. And look how sharp he started the year.
I said he was a little rusty at the start. If 3-2 is rusty, I cannot wait to see in form Novak Djokovic. So Zhang Qinwen took her singles match. It came down to the mixed doubles. Djokovic teaming up with Olga Danilovic, Prakash.
What an exciting match this was. I think this is another area that's really helped Novak's game over the last 5-6 years. He's played a little bit more doubles. It's kind of helped him with shots you don't normally get to work on in singles. And those just that little half a percentage here and there makes such a difference for the top level of players like Novak. Zhang doing a much better job in that second set, being a little bit more aggressive, helping out his partner at the net, throwing a few more doubles moves in there. But check out this. Danilovic going head-to-head with Zhang's forehand, taking it up the line, saying, I can do it better. I can hit it harder. Massive emotion there. And able to seal the win here in very impressive fashion.
That's big-time stuff. Danilovic said, this was number one on my bucket list, to play with Novak and to win. So happy as Team Serbia is able to get it done right before midnight. Djokovic ready to ring in the new year with some friends.
I would like to ask you, since it's probably like 4 or 3 minutes left, how about if we celebrate the new year together? You stay a few minutes, we celebrate together. What do you say? Yeah.
Oh, what a thrill for everybody in Perth celebrating the new year with the GOAT.
That's what a guy. He's unbelievable. Match is done. No, let's not go into treatment. Let's enjoy the new year. Take it in together. I do feel, too, as you know, you hope to, he's evolved so much and he's just really enjoying life right now. And you can see it on the court.
All right. So Group E, led by Serbia right now, they are the only undefeated nation. Meantime, over in Sydney, Canada, Chile. Going down to the mixed doubles. We love this. Leyla Fernandez teaming up with Steven Diaz since Felix Auger-Aliassime was injured, Prakash. And Leyla just putting the great north on her shoulders.
Well, MVP of the match definitely goes to Leyla Fernandez. You can see her there, end of the first set, ripping that backhand, taking it up the line. A lot of movement around the net, trying to help out her partner, Steven Diaz, who just hasn't played at this level consistently. Ends up going down to a breaker here. The Chilean team did a great job fighting their way back and putting a lot of pressure here in that third set breaker. But again, it was Leyla trying to impose herself, who's had the most experience at the highest level amongst anyone here on the court. Heavy forehand there, giving Diaz a nice opportunity to give them a few match points and eventually seal this thing.
Pretty special. 2024 could be another big season for Leyla Fernandez. Led Canada to the Billie Jean King Cup title. Can she do it at the United Cup? We'll still find out. Felix Auger-Aliassime said he was feeling some pain in his knee. He still hopes to play, but Canada right now leads the group standings. Of course, Greece, one of the favorites to win it all. They've got Stefanos Tsitsipas and Maria Sakkari. They have not played their first match yet. A lot still to come here on TC Live, leading up to live tennis top of the hour. Some big name Americans starting outside the United Cup. We'll find out what Sloane Stephens has in store for 2024. Happy New Year, everyone.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Coco, Prakash, Steve, back on TC. Look at the kids. They love the tennis there in Sydney. You got a little Croatian shirt on there.
Uncle P loves the kids.
Uncle
Family
P.
Family man. Family man.
Absolutely.
One day, Papa P.
Come on, Weissman.
We got Donna Vekic getting set to play. Croatia taking on Norway. Love this. Vekic, top-ranked woman from Croatia. She's a 23 in the world, right around her career high, looking to start the season strong. Over to Brisbane we go. Former world number 3 Sloane Stephens getting her season started against Katerina Siniakova, Coco. Sloane posted a video of herself practicing recently, to which Francis Tiafoe commented, "Get one more, then walk away."
I mean, Big Fo always has to have the last word with all us American girls. He's one of a kind. But whenever Sloane is firing off of her forehand wing, she is really deadly, and she's not too passive with it. Sometimes she gets a little bit too passive, gets too far behind the court. But if she's getting depth on her forehand, it's really hard to handle. I know that firsthand. It's no fun to deal with, and she was doing that so well tonight against her first round match. It was fun to watch Sloane still be at the top of her game.
Looking forward to another big year for Sloane Stephens. Alyssa Mertens is up next for the American. Meantime, a couple teenage stars playing for Kosh. Mira Andreeva, Diana Schneider, the 16-year-old WTA Newcomer of the Year. Just keeps improving.
Well, look, we were astounded when she sat down with us at our TC desk in Madrid last year, and we said, you know what, she is going to be a superstar, and she has not disappointed. The biggest thing I noticed here in the beginning of this season is she has put in some real work towards the end of last season. She's come out looking a lot stronger. I think she had a brilliant court sense last year and just kind of got away with a lot of talent and being able to use all different shots. Here, you can see a lot more pace behind the ball, a lot more weight of shot, and she's just becoming a bigger hitter out there. You mix that with all those other intangibles, be some tough stuff this year.
Last year, she was runner-up AO Juniors. This year, she's in the big show. Might even get that photo with the beautiful face of Andy Murray. She said, I'm going to ask him this year. Not even nervous anymore. Who stayed up late to see Rafa Nadal's comeback? Well, if you didn't, we've got the highlights, and we'll tell you all about it next. Back on TC Live. Oh, we got an update on the kiddos. They got some butterflies painted on their faces.
I'm a fan. I know you're not, Steve, but I'm a fan.
I mean,
been there, done that.
Look at how adorable they look. Look at how adorable they look.
Yeah, it's not what I would do as a kid, but. Just saying. U.S. taking on Australia, 4 a.m. Eastern, 1 a.m. Pacific. So listen, your ball drops, smooches, champagne, all that stuff, and then Tennis Channel. Taylor Fritz taking on Alex De Minaur, Jesse Pegula, Ila Tomjanovic, mixed doubles as well. If the U.S. wins, they qualify for the quarterfinals. Let's take a look at these two matches, starting with Taylor Fritz, Alex De Minaur. Yeah. This is going to be their eighth meeting. De Minaur actually beat him in Canada last year. What's going to make the difference?
No, it's going to be big for Taylor to start off well. That's how Taylor always does better in these matches, especially with counterpunchers. He needs to start serving well and start playing with his forehand early and often, because if De Minaur gets in these long rallies with Fritz, I don't know how much the injury is going to weigh into it, or if he's just playing a prank on his coach and just saying, I don't want to do any more sprints. It's one or the other. He has to really put an emphasis that he's going to be controlling the middle of the court and making De Minaur pay with heavy, heavy ground strokes.
De Minaur, 5 straight losses against guys in the top 10, looking to break that streak. Jesse Pegula, Ila Tomjanovic, both looking for their first wins of this new season. They actually met twice, but it's been like 12 years since they've played. The 25Ks in Clearwater, Rock Hill, South Carolina. A lot has changed since then.
Yeah, I think we got to throw those out. You got to look at this almost as a fresh meeting. Look, they both did lose their opening round matches, but I just thought Jesse just looked better. I mean, she got a little bit loose there in that second set. She really should have put things away. But overall, look, she closed out the day strong with that mixed doubles and put her head on the pillow feeling better about herself. Ila, I just don't think she played that great in that opening round. Just a few too many unforced errors. Never really found that form that got her that 125K win at the end of last year. So I think she's got a little bit of reworking to do. But having said that, she might come out a lot more motivated. But just looking at the first two matches, you got to lean with Jess. She's got a little bit more firepower. So I think America gets that one.
Did you ever play Rock Hill?
I did not, no. Okay. That was not on my 25K list. I've played Clearwater, though. Been there. Right. My favorite challenger destination was Dothan, though.
Dothan, Alabama. They got great tennis in Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan.
As we enter the social net, how about this? Remember Dominic Thiem? I came back from 3 match points down in the qualies. Hey, there was a snake on the court, second most venomous in the world. How about one of the most venomous tennis players ever of all time? He gets first round. Another match against Rafa Nadal, Prakash.
Just a little Grand Slam final, first round, a rematch to just kind of kick off our opening day of tennis here.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what's scarier, a venomous snake or Rafa?
I love you more than my mom. That's a heavy sign.
That's a big pull.
On a tennis court, it's got to be Rafa for sure.
You know what? I think everyone was just so happy to see him out there. I mean, Rafa struck some great balls. Check out that backhand, that beautiful right hand that he's had for so long on that shot. It just, I think there's a combination of being happy that he's moving around and striking the ball well, But also you can't help but feel this may be his last year. So I think everyone's really soaking in and enjoying every minute he's on a tennis court.
Yeah, and this was the doubles from yesterday when Rafa played with Mark Lopez, his good friend, Olympic champions, gold medalists together, yep. But they lost to the Australians.
Good smile.
Reliving those gold medal memories. I love it.
Yeah, it was good to see Rafa out there. Looked great. Mark Lopez actually played pretty well. I don't know the last time he's played.
They've been playing doubles since they were kids. They're right. Such good friends. He's been on his coaching staff on and off as well. So I think he just want a little comfortable zone, get his homie out there, hit some balls, have
a
some
little
smile.
Extra pocket change doesn't hurt. I mean, Rafa, I'm sure, is paying him well, but the doubles pocket change is always a little nice.
Never say no to that. never say no to a little extra Skrillex.
Who's more upset about the matchup? Dominic Thiem saying, I got to face Rafa here, or is it Rafa saying, I'm coming back and now I got to face a Grand Slam champion, a Dominic Thiem?
I think it's going to be a great matchup for both players to see where they're at, because when you're a Grand Slam champion, that never leaves you. It never leaves the fact that you are accomplished. You have something that most players in our world of tennis will never get to see. And I think it'll be a great test for both players to see, am I fit enough? Am I strong enough? Because these are one of the two fittest players to play on the men's tour.
You can look at it as it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good draw and a bad draw. But listen, you get nice and fired up when you're playing someone like that, both guys.
We are blessed with some great first-round matchups to start the new year. There is Casper Ruud and Team Norway coming into Ken Rosewall Arena. And we've got you covered in the new year. That's right. Tomorrow's going to be our first show of 2024, like for real, for real. TC Live, 6 p.m. Eastern. Greece playing for the first time at the United Cup. Soccer and Tsitsipas. Czech Republic taking on Nole in Serbia. And then Croatia and the Netherlands. We've got our hot shot of the day when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Here comes Team Croatia out onto the court, led by Borna Coric and Dana Vekic. Coric playing his first match since the U.S. Open in August. Vekic, your top-ranked lady from Croatia. Ivan Dodig in the house as well, great doubles player. And guess what? We've got a lot of big-time matches coming up later today, and we've got a big-time show less than 3 weeks away. It is TC Live. Got you covered for the first major of the year every single day, 5 p.m. Eastern. The Hall of Fame analysis from Martina Navratilova, Lindsay Davenport, Jim Courier. I'll be hosting John Wertheim there as well. Guests, highlights, predictions, fun. We got you covered for TC Live at the Australian Open starting Saturday, January 13th. Meantime, overnight, Taylor Fritz and Jesse Pegula looking to punch Team USA's ticket to the quarterfinals, facing the host from Australia in Group C. But we got to get to some featured matches before that. That includes Naomi Osaka making her big-time comeback 15 months after playing her last match. Now with Mama Iga Swiatek back on court. Looking forward to Ben Shelton's season debut, Holger Rune. And then right there at the bottom, Grigor Dimitrov ended last season very strong, playing Andy Murray in his first match of 2024. So let's start with Naomi Osaka. Tamara Korpach, this is not an easy go for Osaka in her first match. Korpach having her best season ever last year, getting to a career high. What will make a successful debut, in your opinion, for Osaka?
I think, in my opinion, Naomi has to keep her expectations realistic. It's been only 6 months since she had her baby, and I know she's a multiple Grand Slam champion. She wants to show her best tennis, but she needs to be realistic in her expectations of how she's going to play, how she's going to move, what it's going to look like, because Korpach is a very tricky player. She's not the prettiest tennis you've ever seen, but she makes you think, she makes you uncomfortable, and that's always the toughest opponents for a big hitter. I know that myself. Aga Radwanska drove me nuts because it just kept you so out of position. So I would like Naomi to keep her expectations just realistic in this first round match.
I'm not tremendously worried about Naomi striking the ball. I think even if she's not striking completely the way she wants in the opening round, she'll find that. She's just one of the cleanest strikers we've seen in the game. I think for me, it's more how many loose points is she playing mentally? How keyed in can she be start to finish all the way through? Does she have any mental walkabouts for 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there? I think keeping an eye on that and eliminating those as she continues with her comeback is going to be a huge key for her.
And fitness-wise, there's nothing like a real match, right? You can't practice that. Nothing on even a practice set, practice match. Yeah. It's the real deal. Looking forward to it. 8 p.m. Eastern, by the way, 5 p.m. Pacific. First ball to last, Naomi Osaka right here on Tennis Channel. Ben Shelton making his season debut as well, taking on Roman Safiulin. It's a rematch from last year in Shanghai. Shelton won that. I mean, Shelton, breakout year last year, now in the top 20. What do you make of his expectations?
I think it's a good test, actually, coming out for the opening round. I don't think it's something he's going to just completely walk through. Safuyan played some great tennis at the end of last year, had a good run in Paris, took out Carlos Alcaraz over there. So, you know, he's going to come in thinking he can win. Shelton, certainly the favorite. I just want to see how that offseason sits on Shelton. You know, he did so well last year. You know, you don't want to have that sophomore slump. I don't think it's going to happen with Ben because he's got such a good head on right now and he seems so keyed in. But exciting stuff. For me, he's the American to really watch this year.
Oh, definitely. I mean, in all the Instagram posts, he looks absolutely shredded that he has come out in this offseason and really put some work in. But the key to not having a sophomore slump, which is really hard to do because some people get thinking, I have so many points to defend. But it's more importantly, you have to be consistent. It might be just making quarterfinals. It might just getting a round or two at a Grand Slam. But finding that consistency for Ben is going to be key to not have a sophomore slump this year.
Was it Ben or was it Prakash that was shredded in the social media?
Prakash is in his bulking phase right now.
I'm just starting in the bulking phase. I might get a little sensitive if you put on a little extra lbs here and there, but it's all part of the game.
It's all the camera. It's all the camera. It's not you. It's all the camera.
Yeah. You know what? She's a better hype man than you are, Weissman. That's beautiful, Coco.
You're welcome.
Love you,
you're
girl.
Welcome.
You're always shredded. That's why I'm bringing you into the conversation here.
Weissman, give me a little. Guy.
Watch
little
out. Someone. There's going to be shirts off
big
at the
dog.
Desk. Shirts off at the desk soon enough by Prakash.
Donna Beck, you're going to be calling this match, Coco, once again. And now you know Maylene Helgo and all that she has to offer. So what do you want to see here?
I'm really excited to see what Donna has to bring. She's got really great confidence playing for her country. She definitely loves doing that. But how well is she striking the ball and moving? That's always a key for Donna. Is she moving well? Because if she is, she can strike the ball as clean as anyone.
All right, Coco's going to call the match with Chanda Rubin. Remember, Naomi Osaka, 8 p.m. Eastern here on Tennis Channel. Have a safe and happy new year. We'll see you in 2024 on TC Live.
Okay, all yours. And that's Ivan Gulagong, your call. Serve, and we'll just make some photos together, please.